Well, good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us on this Friday, the 12th of October. And it's just a good day to be with you, as all days are. It's the Friday before the fun drive. We love you. We need you. And we'll talk a lot about that this morning. And we'll go ahead, and I'll give you the update on where we are in the fundraising and all that stuff. Shut the studio door and make sure we keep the content fresh.
And the cat's out.
That's right. Here we go. Good morning. Let me introduce our panel to you, and then we'll get started. We've got a lot going on and a lot to talk about, so we'll get right to it. David Soares is here. He is the Albany County District Attorney. He joins us this morning, and I thank you very much. It's always a great honor and a pleasure to have you here.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I was going to do breakfast with Kanye this morning, but I thought today would be better being here on Fun Drive Friday.
Yeah, Fun Drive Friday. And I'll tell you, if you just want, because I think anyone in this room could just go off for like 12 minutes. And
at least.
I don't know. Maybe I couldn't do that. I don't know. That was something.
Yeah, even the president was speechless.
The president, I'm not defending the president in any way, shape, or form, but he did, well, he called him a smart cookie, which was not the first phrase that came to my mind, but I do have to say that I thought there were times when the president, sitting at his desk, looked like he was a hostage.
Yeah. Well, he was. And, you know, this was Jared's show. Jared brought him in to talk about prison reform, and it kind of went off the rails.
That was a good idea. The voice you're hearing right now is our good friend Judith Eng. She is a former regional administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency. She's a visiting professor. Is that correct? Visiting professor at Bennington College. And we are thrilled to have her with us this morning.
Good morning. Great
good
to
morning.
Be back.
It's been, yeah, you've been
Couple
gone
weeks.
For a while. You've been out traveling the world. So yeah. Are we in good shape?
That's funny.
I was at conferences in London, Asheville, North Carolina, and most importantly, Flint, Michigan, where I met with local residents about the water crisis there and the mayor's office there. And Flint is really struggling. And
wow.
It's kind of been forgotten in the media, but still problems with water. You know, the community has fallen from 200,000 people to 100,000 people. So imagine, you know, the city of Albany having a lead water crisis. So it's a lot of work to do in the environmental
arena.
On the
other hand, Asheville, North Carolina
is beautiful.
One of the three cities I would live in. I would live in Barcelona. I would live in Asheville, North Carolina. It is a great city.
Yeah.
But as my brother says, you're still in North Carolina.
A beautiful part of the state.
Of a troubled state, yes.
You know, a former tourist employee.
That's right, yeah.
A tourism bureau employee.
You know, that's a great point. We should have a category of places you're still in. So, for example, Austin, Texas.
Right, Austin is a great example.
It's a wonderful city, wonderful. And yet, it's still in Texas.
It's the outlier. Yeah. Alan Chartok is here as well. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm a little bit nervous. As you probably know, we're coming up on this fun drive. We're getting very close to the 500,000. But as I have often said, you know, elections have been lost by one vote. So if we don't make it now, we didn't make it yesterday, Joe. We didn't make it. We had two pledges on the air, which totaled $2,500. One from Norfolk, Connecticut, and one from here. And it was a wonderful gesture by Lisa Waterhouse of Saratoga Springs. Guess what? Here's what she says. Listen, you know, I want you to have this money. I do. So you didn't include it yesterday. No question we didn't. We never do. I'll give you a second chance. So she said, let's do it. And today we have how much to make, Joe?
So I will get you a total. It's pretty good, actually. And it's not all bad. So we have about 30.
To me, the glass is always half full.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
You didn't know that about
no.
him?
Coming
no.
off of the Kavanaugh hearings, is that a pint now?
Yeah.
Is that, like,
beer,
I
like
know.
Beer.
The keg? Is it?
Yeah,
keg
I think it's the keg. I think pints, full. He was out of the yeah. pint. It was all kegs at that point.
The glass is broken.
Yeah, the glass is broken. All right, so I'll get your total here. The important thing to know, however, is that we are very, 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 very close to our lockbox goal of $500,000. And so we want to get there by the end of our program, which is will be done at 10:30. So we're going to talk a lot about what's going on in the news, but we're also going to try to raise $12,608.
Wow.
$12,608.
That should be doable. That should be if everybody decides, okay, we're this close. Let me put a little bit in and get us over the top. So whatever you can do to help. I mean, I'm thinking about appeals that you could make to people. Could you say, okay, if you're going to give us $100 in the fund drive because you love the fund drive, and a lot of people do, why not give us 50 now, 50 later? 50 down.
I just need to say that I'm under tremendous pressure right now. It's like when my wife and I are going out to dinner.
Yeah.
And she... There's something on the line, you know, we're meeting a new couple, and she says in the car, don't say anything stupid.
And that said a lot.
So now it's like now every time I'm thinking of whatever word's coming out of my mouth, I'm thinking, is it stupid?
Yeah.
So with this pressure of raising this money, I'm sitting here like, I don't know what to say. I don't know.
All right, a couple of things about what you just said, which I think was far more revealing than you probably wanted it to be.
Oversharer.
But number one, we so want to meet your wife.
I've met her. She is wonderful, lovely, great person.
That we need to do.
Smart.
But no, I don't think you don't have to worry about that. We're just going to go, just say what's on your mind. It's all fine.
You know my wife would never say that.
No, I know. But again, here let's go back to an earlier reference. Just compare it to Kanye. You're going to be fine.
Oh yeah, I'm good. I'm in a good.
Wrap it up.
I'm in a good space.
Well, how about anyone who was appalled by Kanye in the White House yesterday should call in and double their pledge?
I don't like that argument.
Okay, why?
I don't mean your argument.
Oh, I'm with David now. I'm not talking.
No. I mean the argument about there's people saying about the hypocrisy of President Obama putting his feet up on the desk. And disgracing the Oval Office and so forth. But this guy comes in and he says all kinds of bad words and stuff. Well, all right. You're telling me those words have never been said in that office before? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Hourly.
Right. Hourly. I mean, good Lord. Three words. Lyndon Baines Johnson. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It seems like we have other things to worry about
Here's the problem with the Kanye visit. I mean, every star has a right to speak out, and if the president wants to host them in the White House, fine. But the timing could not have been worse. I mean, there's a big part of this country that is still reeling from Hurricane Michael. The president's comments on the Washington Post journalist who sadly apparently has been murdered by the Saudi government. I mean, there's a lot of serious stuff going on in the country, and to see that spectacle in the White House, I think.
But it's something he understands, right, Judith? I mean, in other words, he always knows about this diversion stuff, and he knows that Taylor Swift just came out and that the registration numbers have gone through the roof since Taylor Swift had her epiphany and decided that it was worth, under these circumstances, doing what she had never done before, which is to basically come out and say that this is so important. So then I suspect it's all what you said and everything else, it all comes together. And he is, of course, P.T. Barnum. That's who he is.
Right. But imagine you're sitting in Florida and you just lost your house.
Yes, of course.
Well, we're going to begin with that story. I just want to quickly remind you, we have $1,000 on the table. We need to make $12,458 in the next hour and 7 minutes. This is to get us to our goal for the lockbox, and then we can take a breath, although, you know, stuff that puppy over the weekend, and we'll be ready to go on Monday morning.
And what is the telephone number again? I forgot.
1-800-323-9262. Let me check. I have it tattooed on the inside of my arm. 1-800-323-9. Not so because I'll forget, just so I can show other people.
You just did it.
Right. Yeah.
You just did what we were always criticized for.
But,
me too. you give the phone number, and halfway through the phone number,
you trail off.
You go and do something else.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Because I had to pull up my sleeve to see the rest of it.
And I also would like to add that Joe is not going to be stuffing any puppies this weekend.
Because that would be a misdemeanor.
That would not be a good thing. But if you're an animal lover, you should pick up the phone, call, and make a donation.
Right. Don't even start that.
On the other hand, Roy Rogers did stuff Trigger. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Roy Rogers, Great Horse Trigger. And he had them stuffed.
Taxidermy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a dying art.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Taxidermy.
Oh, there
it's
we go.
Ubiderm. Yeah. Lipdermy.
This is where we are today.
This
is Kanye moment right here.
I'm telling you, this is where the money comes in.
Call in or the terrible jokes continue.
1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org. WAMC.org. If you want tickets to the to Capitol Steps, we have like 40 left. Yeah. We also two of our panelists are sitting right here. Both Judith and David are going to be part of our post midterm election. We're going to be discussing the results of the midterm elections. Will we be wearing red or black? We don't know. We don't know, do we?
Will we have been up the entire night?
Well, we will. Yes, we will have been up
the next morning.
We'll see what happens.
It's either going to be awake or a party.
Yeah. Right.
So, dress appropriately.
Yeah, the suspense.
So we have...
And we'll be here, right, Joe, the night before, so you can only imagine what we're going to be like the next day.
Yeah, we'll be in good shape. Although I always like that because I get to watch... it's one of the few times I get to see Alan eat chicken wings.
Chicken wings. I like chicken wings.
I know. Yeah.
I like chicken wings.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC.org, Judith.
So speaking of the day after election panel at the Linda, today is the last day for people in New York to register
That's
to vote.
Right.
So if you haven't registered, of course, New York doesn't make it easy. There's no online registration. But you can print out your voter registration form, mail it in today as long as it's postmarked.
Oh, interesting.
It counts.
Bring it to the post office.
You got to bring it to the post office or go right to the
like
Board of
taxes.
Elections.
Yeah.
And then also, so if you got college kids, you know, or also if you're going to be away on election day, you've got to request your absentee ballot.
No.
And so, because that's a two-step process.
And when do they need to absentee ballots? You need to get them by a certain time, then you have to return them by a certain time.
Yeah, you have to fill out an application to get it approved. That gets mailed in, and then they mail you a ballot, and then it has to be postmarked by Election Day. So especially parents with kids in college who are planning to vote in the midterms but don't remember, they may need an absentee ballot. Today's a good day to focus on it. And then if you are not registered at all, you've got to register today in New York.
I don't want to get it wrong, but it seems to me I can go to the Great Barrington Town Hall and just stand there and get a absentee ballot. If you're a registered voter, you can do that.
In Massachusetts.
Which is something.
New York may be different.
Well, in New York,
I'm sure
you can, I think, physically go to the county board of elections, fill out the application on
and
the spot, and then get your ballot.
Oh,
but you've got to physically go there. You can't do it in the mail.
I think it's the same thing in Massachusetts. Yeah.
Well, whatever it takes, go and
figure it out.
And if you're not registered, also if you have any questions, meaning I haven't voted in 12 years, or I haven't voted in 16 years, or I think I am registered, but I don't know that I'm registered.
Sure.
Today's the day to figure that
out.
And to make a very simple phone call that will help you in that.
They're very helpful at the County Board of Elections. So not your town hall in New York, but the County Board of Elections.
And I know you're right. I had a recent, it was probably about a year and a half ago, but you called up. And I left a message, and they got back to me in like a half hour and said, here you go. Here's the information you need. So they are very helpful. 1-800-323-9262 to help support WAMC. For our October 2018 fund drive, it officially begins at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. Alan and Ray will take over the airwaves, and we will start our great trek forward. But whatever we make now is less than we have to make on the other side. We set a goal of $500,000 to be in the lockbox by the time we start the drive. And right now, we are $12,038 away from that goal.
Which is not good, I'll tell you right now, because we have only an hour to make this in.
I think we're going to do it. And I just hate seeing you feel and upset. Look so hopeless and upset, Alan.
Yeah.
I think we're going to do it.
I get it. Well, that's very nice. Nice of you, David. But, you know.
You know, look at the optimism. Well, we only have about a minute. But look at the optimism that I'm totally making trouble now. Look at the optimism that Judith had that Susan Collins would do the right thing.
Oh.
And Alan's sitting here saying.
Too soon.
And
Alan's, too soon.
And Alan's sitting here and saying, no, she won't. And Alan was right.
Any comments on that, David?
Let's see. I think we were here a few weeks ago, and the composition of the room was, I think it was the same composition in the room, and someone in this room was talking about Susan Collins and how she'll come through. And, you know,
you were hopeful. I don't know that you knew that she would.
She was great on the Affordable Care Act.
All right. We have 45 seconds. Let her quickly
relitigate. No, I can't. I got nothing. I'm just happy David Soares doesn't have a plastic straw today. I'm reverting to plastic
bottle,
straws.
But anyway.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Good morning and welcome.
Come on, everybody. Let's go.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. We're in the 11,000s, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this thing. 1-800-323-9262. We will be right back. Well, we're going to talk more. We're going to talk about the storm. We're going to talk about we'll talk about the storm in Florida. We'll talk about the storm in Washington. We'll talk about a lot of other stuff.
Not Susan Collins.
As well, no. We'll be right back after this short break. Man, that's good music. Yeah. Mississippi Heat playing the Linda tonight, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, thelinda.org for more information. You can find the complete playlist at WAMC.org. You can also, while you're at WAMC.org, make a donation to the Lockbox and to the WAMC October Fund Drive. The good news, we have good news and bad news. You ready?
Yeah.
The good
bad
news
first.
The good news. Well, the bad news is we still have money to make.
Yeah.
The good news is that we're in the 10,000s, which is great. That is awesome news. In fact, we are at $10,738. So that's to get to the lockbox goal of $500,000. So keep doing what you're doing, and we can do this. The other good news is we have a $1,000 challenge on the table to help us along the way. Lisa Waterhouse of Saratoga Springs, I believe, is
giving us another chance.
A second chance.
Because we missed it yesterday.
That's right.
By $6,000.
And I will say two things, David, real quick. One is that I have the numbers in front of me of what's coming in. We're seeing everything. We're seeing $20. We're seeing a dollar a day, $365. We're seeing $1,000. We're seeing $10. Whatever you can do is so important, and everything moves the thermometer. So, and we have this little thermometer right here.
That hurts.
Digital thermometer. That's right. Well, it depends on. Well, yeah. But the point being that whatever you can do is important. We've seen everything coming through, and all together as we do this, it'll happen, and all will be okay, right?
Well, you know, you are a great optimist, Joe. I take the other side. I'm scared to death that we're not going to make this, and I'm just asking everybody who is considering doing something to do it right now. It's 1-800-323-9262. We have our wonderful staff, and they're answering the phones now. The staff is answering where you'll get somebody in the newsroom, or you'll get somebody in the administrative side of this, answering the phone in the underwriting department. And but really, they can do it. We're all part of the same group, and we really need you now because we only have
we have about 53 minutes to make
$9,933. 53 minutes.
99 people, and we can do it. You were going to say, sir.
I just had a thought. Right.
Okay.
So this week. This week, in the midst of all of the chaos that we're experiencing in the country, natural disasters, so on and so forth, we started off the week with Taylor Swift taking a political stand. I guess it made a lot of headlines because it's the first time she's ever taking a position it prompted a response by the White House. I think they fear her because she is influential for a lot of first-time voters, and first-time voters is definitely something that Mr. Trump does not want to see out there. But certainly T-Swift has managed to influence the culture and get a lot of attention.
He's cool.
And I'm thinking about this, and I'm saying this to myself, and I realize I'm in the presence of another great artist, and that's Atok, which is short for Alan Chartok.
Oh, isn't that so?
Okay.
Yeah.
So my thing is, what do you think the community at large would be willing to pay to watch Atok perform on the banjo a T-Swift song? I think that gets us over 10,000 right now.
Yes. And then...
Depending on the song.
Depending on the song.
And on whether he can play anything that has more than three chords in it.
Well, without getting letters, I think you'd probably be okay on that one.
I think it's a great idea.
No, anything but that.
I think it's a great idea.
All right. So, you make a point. We're 9,000 $9,908 away. So there you go. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Alan, go to the letters, and then we'll go to topics.
To Judith. This is a letter to Judith from Susan. How can we start a campaign for individual families across the nation to, quote, adopt a water bill for a family in Flint to end this criminal and cruel practice of turning off water in a home?
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. I don't know if it's going on now, but there are a lot of groups in Flint, community groups, working on this. We can look into it. Also, just the mayor's office in Flint is on top of it.
Yeah,
Mayor Weaver, and she's appointed some new public health experts. We've got a long way to go in Flint. I like the idea a lot. Thank you, Susan.
And Tim says on climate change, beloved panel, always starts with beloved panel, thinks that that's the way to get your letter read.
And they're absolutely right.
I'm in already. Me a beloved.
I'm waiting for the slap upside the head, but go ahead.
As Michael was about to slam into Florida, Trump mocked the latest IPCC report.
United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Yeah, incoherently as being fabulous. In the wake of the devastation, he responded by having Kanye in the Oval Office showing the same lack of empathy for tragedy as he did when he hurled paper towels at the people of Puerto Rico. I am bone weary of this uncaring, entitled man, Best Tim. I am donating in honor of Judith and her valued narrative on the climate crisis. That's very nice. Okay. And
thank you, Tim.
That is nice. And
turning climate change crisis into opportunity.
That's right.
We have really two very brilliant people. I mean, I know that I'm a wise guy, but we have two very brilliant people in this room right now, in addition to Joe, and that is Judith, and that is of course our brilliant district attorney and our brilliant person on climate. And we are so fortunate to have both of you in this with us.
You know, let me just expand on that for a second. If you're going to give money to this radio station, I mean, just think of what the panel of that David's given up. If you were working this time, what would you get? Like 30, 40 bucks? How much would they pay? Like you're not getting lawyer money. You're getting DA money.
Dunkin' Donuts. A cup of coffee in a non-styrofoam cup.
Yay.
With a munchkin.
Right.
So
and you're,
no straw.
And you work for the federal government and the state government, and then nonprofits for how many years? So, you know.
Sub-minimum wage.
And you're here and you're doing this and we just, neither one of you, you know. It's,
we are so
you're doing
lucky.
It out of the love of and the importance of it, and we thank you very, very
this
much.
Is,
and so people should know that and support that. Yes.
You especially now in these times when you have the news cycle shifting from second to second. I mean, Judith started off today's conversation with a very important point. We have tragedy occurring right now as a result of Mother Nature in the state of Florida, our state of Florida, part of the United States. We have crisis in Michigan where there's families, like human beings, Americans, turning on their water faucet and being poisoned, right? And this is on the heels of people in Puerto Rico who still haven't, they have not, you know, rebuilt, mm-hmm. you know, our island nation. It's part of the United States.
And David, if I could interrupt for 1 second, and I want to add to your list, we have a farm bill which can't pass because some people, okay, the Republicans, don't want the kids to be able to have a free lunch or to have a, what do you call that, SNAP privilege. So, okay, you want to punish the parents, it's a terrible thing and it shouldn't be done, but the kids, I mean, what kind of a blue meanie can you be?
And there's about 20 other issues. They showed a photo the other day, a video of a 2.5-year-old, you know, in a courtroom,
yes.
in the United States, yes. of America, undergoing an immigration proceeding.
Right.
The United States of America. And my point to all of this is to say that while you tune in on your television and you're being bounced from story to story, and people like Kanye West is hijacking, you know, the entire news media for a day, it's WAMC that keeps the focus on these important issues, and these are the issues that matter. Kanye does not matter, but water crisis, you know, natural disasters matter, and you folks, I'm so appreciative for WAMC because you folks keep people focused on the issues.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for that because I certainly love hearing you say that. But I also want to say that, you know, we have how much to go, Joe?
$9,172.
So we need 91 people getting to a phone right now and saying, okay, David, you make a good point. Judith makes a good point. We have these two brilliant people who are sitting with us on the panel today, and we are very lucky to have them, and it shows what our values are. So come on, everybody. Let's just do this, and let's get it done. I'm scared. We need to get this done. Good morning, panel, says Keith. I avoided all of the Kanye coverage yesterday. It was meaningless and is a shiny object to distress us, the public. There are still children separated by their parents by this administration. That's in capital letters. It's a crime against humanity. And so they roll out Kanye to distract us. Now they're building a 10,000-person camp in the Texas desert to house these children in.
And the funding for those facilities is coming out of a FEMA budget,
right?
And right now we need more money. And I mean, first of all, we're dealing with the current crisis right now, and we haven't even looked back at Texas to see whether or not we have fully recovered from the Houston, the damage that was done to Houston,
right? And Florence in North Carolina.
So. Mm-hmm. If you're taking money away from the very pot
that is
required to help people get back on their feet, what's going to happen when the next, you know, natural disaster visits upon us, which you know is going to be soon?
Right.
So I wanted to ask you something, David, even though we're in the middle of this, with your expertise here today, we are hearing now that Mueller— this really scares the hell out of me, that Mueller has agreed to let the president answer, or the president's lawyers, we should better say, answer in writing rather than be interviewed on all of this. What do you think that portends?
Well, if that's true, it's because it's the only way that they're going to hear from the president. First of all, if you're Bob Mueller and you're doing the kind of investigation that has been consistent with Bob Mueller, you have figured everything out. You're never going to talk to a suspect unless you know everything about the subject matter that you're going to be asking that suspect those questions on. So if he's going to be allowing the president to respond in writing, it signals the fact that he's got everything he needs, and now he just needs to hear from the president before he finally either authors a report or begins indicting more people.
So from the half-empty guy, I raised an issue the other day. Rosenstein went into the White House and talked to the president. Mm. And went out, the president puts his arm around him and says, he's my man, he can stay. And at that moment, I got really scared because I worried what Rosenstein had assured the president of that would allow him to do that and to say Rosenstein could stay. I don't know what he told him about Mueller. I don't know what he told him about what would happen with him. I don't know if this was the subject of, okay, we've gotten this, it can be in writing as opposed to being on the hook. I'm really concerned about what that portended.
I think you have to sit on the other side of the chessboard with that one and say, okay, well, what if Rob Rosenstein went into that office and said, you know, I think you're a problem. We have an investigation. We're focusing in on you. What do you think that would happen? He would be fired, and they would begin the dismantling of the Mueller operation. And yeah. So, to me, playing it like he did, he played it consistently with what a professional member of law enforcement would do. You go in understanding what all of the possible outcomes could be, and you play it in a way that enables your people to continue to work. And that's what they're doing.
Mm. And it'll sound good on the wire he's wearing.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But he also,
you know, from that conversation, you don't know what little bits of evidence he, too, was able to gather from that interaction.
Mm-hmm. And it would have been improper for them to talk about the investigation at all.
Well, that has never stopped Trump before, as we know.
Right, but it could come back to haunt him.
$8,000 to go. $8,000 to go, and we have our lockbox goal. We still have a lot of money to raise after that, but I just want to point that out. But we will be at our goal for the lockbox, and that is we are just $8,000 away from that. Do what you can do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue. 1-800-323-9262 is the telephone number. We have operators standing by.
Lewis Aluminum.
1-800-323-9262. We also can simply do it by going online, wamc.org. There's a drop-down menu, any of the things that you want there, whether it's the tickets to the roundtable panel or you want to go to see Capitol Steps. All that stuff is on the drop-down menu. You can also, of course, talk to a volunteer about it as well, or in this case, staff members. 1-800-323-9262 or wamc.org. We are in the 7,000s, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. We need to get there. We have $1,000 on the table. We have 40 minutes to do it in. You do your part. We'll do our part, and we'll be back right after this break. $6,600 to go, and we have 40 minutes to do it in.
No, I have no nails.
I think 1-800-323-9262. I bet we could do it by the news time. But I'm not going to push it, but I'm just saying, I bet we could.
Well, we only have, 38 minutes to do it in?
Yeah, we have 38 minutes to do it in, and it's $6,843, although I think
And we missed it yesterday.
Yeah, we did. You're right, we did.
And
1-800-323-9262. Alan, you have some letters. Let's do that, and then we'll go into other topics.
Okay, Alan, who writes us a good deal, not me. Says Kanye. Kanye is grasping at straws, starving for spotlight. He pushes aside racism because he's never been impacted by it in any real sense. He was homeschooled by a PhD mom and grew up with privilege. He is no different than the women who supported Kavanaugh because their privilege supersedes gender issues. In closing, Kanye's sexist remarks about the MAGA, M-A-G-A,
Make America Great Again,
were exceptionally cringeworthy. And that's from Alan. And Harvey
there was so much cringeworthy about that. Yeah. But
and Harvey says, comment, why is it okay for Republican President Trump to welcome rapper Kanye West into the Oval Office, yet Antonio Delgado is harshly criticized by Republicans for being a rapper 12 years ago? Hypocrisy.
Judith, would you like to care to weigh in on that?
Yes. Excellent point. And we haven't heard incumbent Congress member John Faso disavowing these racist ads that the Republican campaign congressional committee is running, attacking Antonio Delgado.
Don't you have to
see
Faso in order for him to be disavowing anything? I mean, he's hidden. I don't know where he is. Anybody seen the man?
He doesn't hold town hall meetings.
Well, he did complain that he was being damaged, this morning's paper, because, you know, he was being misrepresented in that ad in which the woman comes up to him.
Andrea Mitchell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and says, you know, I have cancer, and promise me, and he says, I promise, and now he's saying that's not real.
Well, he voted the wrong way on...
He certainly voted for the health care bill.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of... There's no comparison. And the fact that we've got these racist ads running against Delgado...
And they are racist,
by the way. Faso says, well, it's the congressional committee that's running it, well, it's in his name, and he could say something and he could disavow it. And the fact that he's not, I think, speaks volumes. And it's a good point by the letter writer.
Well, that's been the strategy for the last, I'd say, 6 years. I mean, even with President Obama, these things that were being said about the first African-American president that were, we called them dog whistles. They got louder and louder, and then they just threw the whistle away and started
just screaming at the top of their lungs. That's right.
So this should come as no surprise. I think that until I think until this party is soundly rejected in the midterms and then the campaigns to come, I don't think that strategy will go away.
And Brucey says you can fill in the New York State form. You can fill in New York State voter registration form online or on a computer. Then print it, sign it, take it to the post office for postmarking today. It helps a little not to have to fill it in by hand.
I'm sorry, Alan, we also got a letter about you can do it online, apparently through the DMV.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I think because it's another layer, right?
Wow, does New York State need to simplify these voting procedures?
Well, that would be the point.
You know what my mother used to say, right? Accidentally on purpose. Right. These things happen for a reason. Right. And the reason has almost always been, even the Democrats got into the assembly the old way, you know, the old way.
the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, which is, you know, you make it a little bit more difficult. Your captains go out and knock on people's doors and you do it. So, yeah, the Republicans have been the main reason for saying no. The Democrats have always said,
we've had Democratic control in New York for quite a long time. Democratic governor, Democratic assembly. I actually would blame the Democrats more than the Republicans for making it so hard to register to vote in New York. You can do virtually everything online today. But in New York State, you cannot register to vote online.
The party that is in power has always had interest in maintaining that power. And part of maintaining that power is not making it easy for them to be cast out of power. So whether it's Republicans or Democrats, they play the same game. But the bottom line is that the most important franchise, which is why I'm so happy that you raised the issue this morning, Judith, the most important franchise is not being exercised in the way that it should be, not by enough people.
Although you never know, David, right? You never know when the beast will wake up.
Yeah.
So we saw that as those terrible guys who were Democrats, who allegedly Democrats, but who've been caucusing with the Republicans,
the IDC
all this time. All of a sudden, bye-bye, after all of these years of cynical...
I've been waiting for years to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
IDC.
Right.
So it's amazing that when people wake up every once in a while, when you don't expect them to, chump.
Yeah. And in places that are surprising, in Syracuse, there's an amazing woman running for state senator. Her name is Rachel May.
M-A-Y.
Yep. And she challenged Senator Valesky in a Democratic primary and won on the IDC issue because Senator, soon to be ex-Senator Valesky, caucused with the IDC and undercutting Democratic policy opportunities in the Senate.
But you know, Judith, you're right, of course. But here's Andrew Cuomo, who for years, let's face it, supported that IDC and made sure that they stayed. But the brilliance of Andrew Cuomo, you may not like that word because it's not good brilliance, but it's brilliance, was he knew when to get off the bus, right. And you know, and claim, you shouldn't be doing this after all those years
after
of supporting them.
7 years of supporting them. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear you.
And Gene says, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you indeed, Gene.
Yeah. Greetings, panel.
Hello.
In regard to voter registration, my birthday is November 6th. My request is for all my WMC friends and family to vote, capital letters, vote, to celebrate the event. I'm catching up to Alan in age. You'll never get there, by the way. So all I ask is for all of us to resume work of democracy in capital D before I shuffle off this endangered little world. This thing that you mentioned before, Joe, the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles provides access on their website for any licensed New Yorker to register electronically, so it's not too late. Well, we don't know about that. So
okay, we're going
to
check.
I'm sure we have to take it.
But I think the key to this is we want to make sure that you have any – well, right.
Today's
but
the last day.
Today's the last day regardless. And if you have any questions, contact your county board of elections.
And
that's in New York, obviously.
Yeah, and another important point is college students can vote in the community where they go to school.
Oh, yeah. And that was a great thing. Judge Neil McKern, he ran for Congress. They wouldn't let the kids vote. He lost. He becomes a federal judge. Boom! He says, kids are allowed to vote.
Yeah, that's where you live when you go to college. If, in fact, you live in your college community, if you go to SUNY Albany, if you go to the College of St. Rose, if you go to Albany Law School, you can register in Albany County.
Alan, if your story there is correct and there should that history should be repeated, we should all be afraid given the red wave in the judiciary currently.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
All right. We are going to take a break. We have exactly 1.5 hour to collect
$4,368. Oh, my heart.
Yeah. 4368.
Mine heart palpitations.
Listen. Ray Graff, do you think we'll make it? No, he does not. Are you worried? Are you chomping on your fingernails?
Grumpy.
Yes. Yeah. All right. We have $1,000 on the table. We need to make $4,368. Alan Chartok, Judith Henk, and David Soares in the house. We welcome your phone calls. You know what? We could do this by the time we get back from news if everybody just
focused. Ray Graff.
Let's show him. That's just show him. That's right. 1-800-323-9262. So we'll do it by the time Ray comes back. Ray, make it a long news.
I doubt that.
We'll be back right after this. Oh, Mississippi Heat. They're going to be playing the Linda tonight. WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, thelinda.org. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Alan Chartok, Judith Henk, and David Soares. While you were away, while you were listening to the news with Ray Graff, we were sitting in here bemoaning the state of our world. And you know, like normal.
You know.
And we need $2,500.
Oh,
we need $2,500. We have 22 minutes to do it in.
Oh, boy.
And, and we have what? We have $1,000, a challenge for $1,000. Now, Now, we don't want anything to happen to your heart.
Well, why not, Joe?
Well, we need you. We need you. You
That's
are the
nicest
the,
thing you,
you
ever
were
said.
Us so, without you is like cereal without the milk, Alan.
It's like a fish without. It's like a fish,
fish without,
without
PCBs.
Without
with ch-
without
oh. Well, that took a turn.
Man.
That took a turn.
It's not easy.
Wow.
Never tell
head.
A joke to an environmentalist. My goodness,
man.
On cue.
Knock knock. Who's there? PCB.
Gee, it's, it's like a fish without toxic chemicals in it.
I'm sorry. That's
what a sweet thing to say.
I'm sorry.
But no, it's like, you know, our tower. Like our tower is our great beacon on the top of the hill where the light.
And the lightning strikes.
That's right. Well, then that's Alan, right? So Alan for how many years? 40, how many years?
I don't know. I think 1979. So 39 years, something like that.
39 years. Mm-hmm. 39 years. Good Lord.
From the basement of Albany. Medical
so,
center.
And I've only been a part of it for 24 of those.
Oh, you
years.
Are a
baby.
Right?
You 39
Did you say
years. From the basement of Albany Medical
that's
Center?
That's where AMC started.
Yeah, it used
that's
to be surgery.
Albany
before
Medical
us.
Center.
Well, we do autopsies there now.
Oh,
is that right?
Sorry.
You do?
I'm just saying you left the trail.
We have a doctor in the studio right now. We have two of them, actually. So, Alan, when did we move here? Do you remember?
No.
Okay. But I mean...
It was a long time ago.
All right.
And we said it became our home of our own, and we had a hell of a thing getting here. And when we tried to find a place to go to in Albany, we could not find a building, and we couldn't find any... And Albany was in not that great shape. We could not find a building.
Not like now.
So one day, I talked to one of my students, Harry. I remember Harry. And Harry said, my mom's a real estate agent. She'll find you something.
Mm.
And damned if she didn't. That's exactly how we got
it's
this
an
building.
Old car dealership.
Harry. So Harry deserves lot of credit. I wonder where Harry is now. And you know, Joe, you were talking about how long people have been here.
Yes.
Wanda Fisher, 29 years. Selma Kaplan, 27 years. Tim Coakley, 26. Josie Slavinsky, our wonderful underwriting saleswoman, 25. Sharon Lesak, 25. Dave Gastina, Morning Dave, 23 years. That kid has been here 23 years.
Has he been getting up that early all 23
no.
years?
No, but he did.
But a good part of it. Yeah. Good part of it, yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
Joe Donahue himself, Big Joe, 23 years. Pat Bradley, 22 years.
I love Pat
Can you believe
Bradley.
That? You know what I love about Pat Bradley? I love about her what I loved about Peter Rodino. Now, none of you will remember him, but during the Watergate
years, he was here for 23 years.
He was the most unlikely guy to become a national hero. He spoke with an accent. He was from New Jersey and all the rest of it. He becomes a hero. Pat Bradley
can have heroes from Jersey.
Pat Bradley has her own her own distinct delivery. I love it, to tell you the truth. She's great, but and even governors have imitated her.
And she covers the Adirondacks beautifully.
Can I just a quick chat? Well, we're talking about Pat Bradley for a second, and this is all to support this radio station that you all know and love. We need $1,947.
Oh boy.
Pat Bradley had an interview about 2 weeks ago with Bernie Sanders. Now, I've heard, Alan, you've done a million interviews with Bernie Sanders, and
but they were nothing compared to what Pat did.
Well, no, I would argue that you had him before he was a presidential candidate.
Before he was Bernie,
and then all of a sudden, you know, every time he would go on, it was sort of the same old show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Pat sat down with him, and he just became a human being, and it was an amazing interview. And I just if you have a chance to listen to it, it's really insightful.
You
can
go
to WAMC,
and it's really, really good stuff.
What else can you go on WAMC for?
Well, you can also pledge, Alan. You can also pledge. You can pledge for Alan. You can pledge for Pat. You can pledge for all the people who have been here for so long. Our extended family that has been around for a very, very long time. And
well, the list you just read, it sounds like these people are doing very long sentences.
Yeah, I know. It does sound that way, doesn't it? Doing 27
years. I'm sitting here like...
out early for good
behavior.
It does
mean.
I think that means you've been a DA for just a little too long. I don't know. I don't think nor
no
other
wise
people.
No cracking on the PCBs.
23 years. I'm like, whoa.
And that's just the beginning of it. Look, Ian Pickus is a very young kid. He was David Gustina's student at SUNY at Albany.
Correct.
He's been here, and he's the news director now. He's been here for 10 years. Hard to believe he's been here for 10 years.
And he's so talented.
Oh, boy. He is as good as it gets.
How long has Sarah LaDuke been here?
More than 10.
Sarah LaDuke. I'm looking her up on the
More list. Than 10. She's been here longer than Ian.
Sarah is
incredible. 10, 11. Yeah,
yeah.
She is.
Libby wrote in on this list I have. Libby Post. Too long.
Oh.
Sounds like Libby.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? All right, here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. While Alan's looking that up, we need $700. $700 right now.
12 years.
12 years, that's what I thought. Yeah, 12 years.
Yeah.
12 years.
$700 in 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I've seen these go down for $700.
All I'm looking forward to is you on the banjo doing Shake It Off.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I'm looking for.
That's
and I gotta
Taylor
say,
Swift.
I think that's all we're looking for right now. That's all we want.
$700.
That's right.
Come on.
Exactly. That's all we want.
Keep looking. Keep looking.
All right. So $700 in what? Just a matter of minutes. 15 minutes, we get the $1,000, and then we're halfway in the goal, which is an amazing thing if you think about it, that we've come an incredibly long way in just a few days. So that's amazing. That
think about
speaks
that.
Volumes.
$500,000. That's $500,000.
Yeah. Right.
People go to cities where, you know, public radio stations try to raise money, and they call back and they tell us they can't believe how wonderful our audience is and how responsive it is. It's extraordinary.
You know what's frightening is the $500,000. I believe Trump's fundraiser just the other day was like $250,000 per person, right?
Yeah.
So that's
think
just
about that.
Two people.
Yeah.
At a Trump fundraiser.
Thanks, David.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Thanks, David. Thanks, David.
Just wanted to get us back on track. This is the reason why we're doing this, right? This is the reason why we're doing
this. Yes. Yeah. All right.
Now, we're the town hall.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's go. We are very, very close. And
Only 15 minutes.
We need you. We need you. We need you. Okay. So now, we are going to go to some other stories and talk about, of course, Hurricane Michael, we talked about that.
Yeah,
I would like to just focus in a little bit on the climate aspect this, of the fact that here we have another storm that is doing devastating damage to the coastal areas of our country, and we are, from my understanding, really just about a month or so into the what we consider hurricane season.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is going to be a really brutal hurricane season. We know that.
And it was predicted.
Yeah, and we've had hurricanes for centuries, but we haven't had these intense Category 4, Category 5 storms because the water in the ocean and the sea is warmer than it has
85
been.
85 degrees, something like that.
And that's like rocket fuel for a hurricane. So brace ourselves. It's really tragic. And the great irony is we have Hurricane Michael just days after the United Nations report on climate change that essentially says we only have 40 years before we avoid catastrophic climate change impacts. And some would argue that those catastrophic impacts are already here and will happen earlier than the next 40 years. But do the math. Yeah. You got kids, you got grandkids, do the math on 40 years.
And where do you hear discussions like this? Yeah. And our wonderful Judith Eng, except here. And, you know, you say to yourself, okay, so what's that worth? I'm sorry. I know that somebody will write me a letter about this. But WAMC is, if you do $3 a day on time, so much down, so much week, that's $1,000.
It's a cup of coffee at a very expensive place.
Sure.
So I have a question for you, Judith.
I love when you ask questions.
Well, and this one,
yeah, but when the DA asks you a question,
yeah, there
watch
you go.
Out.
Uh-oh.
I didn't do it.
So there's been a lot of questions foisted at us as prosecutors because of the Catholic diocese, and one of the things that we're the positions that we're in the state of New York that make us different from Pennsylvania is the fact that. You can do a statewide, you know, study, a grand jury investigation. Where here, you can't do a statewide. You'd have to do it, you know, county by county.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and there's been a lot of resistance to passing legislation that extends, you know, statute of limitations for victims of crime. Mm-hmm. And there's a perception out there that it's the power of the diocese that's keeping legislation from moving forward, when in truth, it's the insurance industry that's also in play here, doing a lot of work to keep legislation like that from ever coming to the floor. So my question to you on the environment is, when do you think we'll see the insurance industry take a much more aggressive step in talking about, you know, climate change? Because they're taking, poor choice of words here, bath. On all of these storms.
Yeah. They've started, and they've moved from, you know, hosting conferences, which they started about 20 years ago, especially the reinsurance industry. And they are now actively, many of the companies are actively engaged in talking about the financial risks here. You know, if you don't care about the morality of it, you know, the 3,000 lives lost in Puerto Rico, focus on the economic impact. I mean, you look at the Florida Panhandle, some of those communities are completely wiped out. They're not going to recover for years. So I think the insurance industry could speak out more forcefully. They need to get in the game in Congress and in state legislatures. But many are saying the right things.
Now, I am not a big fan of the insurance industry.
Who is?
And I have to say, I watch the ads in the middle of the night when I get up to come to WMC. And they always have somebody standing in front of the Statue of Liberty.
That's my favorite ad.
Yeah.
When the husband is telling his wife, see, forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah, they understand forgiveness, honey.
I don't
know what you're talking about.
We will not penalize you for your first accident. Who are you fooling? You know, we know about that. Okay, so I'm not a big fan of the insurance industry. And one of the things, it seems to me, Judith, and you maybe can comment on this, is do they have to sell you flood insurance, for example?
No, they don't have to. And there's a real risk the insurance industry, as we know it, is going to collapse because of the impacts of climate change. And then you've got the whole flood insurance issue. They don't have to sell. And if they do, it's really, really expensive. And then you have the federal government paying to rebuild on barrier islands, for instance, that are repeatedly wiped out after storms.
I was raised in one of them.
The insurance industry has a real important role to play here. Related to climate change is a dramatic increase in the use of gas and oil in the production of plastics. That's where the petrochemical industry is shifting. And I just want to quickly mention
when she says it. She's looking at me in the eye.
David, come this Thursday to Bennington College. I will be giving a lecture on we're turning our oceans into landfills and the growing problem of plastic pollution.
What do you mean returning, Judith?
We are turning our oceans into landfills because of all the plastic pollution. And there is an enormous climate change implication because of the massive amount of today fracked gas used to produce plastic packaging. So that's at Bennington College this Thursday night at 7 o'clock, free and open to the public at the Center for the Advancement of Public Action. Joe, thanks for having my Bennington College colleagues on. Susan Scarbotti and Senator Brian Campion were really pleased to be able to talk about the lecture series with you.
Terrific and terrific work that they're doing and that is germinating there, but obviously is important no matter where you're from. We just have a few moments, and we're going to go to some letters, but we need you. So last call for the lockbox, please, 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 please. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, WAMC.org.
You know, Joe, I was thinking about something else. As you know, the Turkish people were saying that this guy had been murdered in the place. And first was they were pretty sure it had happened there. Now they say they have actual audio tapes of this murder going down. So one has to assume, right, that they have always bugged.
Yeah, every embassy is bugged.
That they bugged that embassy right from the beginning.
Absolutely. There's the embassy in Russia that the United States had paid a tremendous amount of money to build, and 3/4 of the way through the project, they found bugging devices in the cement, literally within
before
the walls.
Before it was built.
I remember that.
But remember, this is a high-profile journalist with the Washington Post who mostly lived in Virginia, and the Saudi government felt that they could do this and get away with it.
Now, Bolton says he was just on the CNN saying, if I read it right, we didn't really know about this yet.
I find that impossible. And I also find it dangerous that Bolton would take such an aggressive position going out and saying this.
He was told to.
When this administration has been undermining their own intelligence organizations, and you're going to have someone from the intelligence organizations leak it. I mean, it's just a matter of time.
Okay, so we heard from Eileen, who said, "Hello, panel. I recently visited my son who moved to Denver, Colorado. There I learned that people vote by mail. I had no idea. Apparently, there are 20 states nationwide who have this system. Why do you think we don't all vote that way in New York? It eradicates the need for traveling to a polling place, taking time from work or other obligations, making it accessible for everyone. Someone told me there's digital voting in Estonia. Estonia? How and why do you think that the U.S. is so behind in this regard?" Well, you know why.
Estonia.
Yeah, you know why.
And there's also...
they don't want you to vote.
And there's also interest in making Election Day a national holiday.
Sure. Terrible idea that is.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Patriotism.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
Yep.
John, because there's always somebody who thinks.
Okay, we have half a minute, Alan.
Half a minute. Okay. Voting, says John. Democrats in New York who think voting will not make a difference, remember that if Mueller is fired, prosecuting Attorney Trump will depend on a Democratic New York Attorney General, to which I add, after she checks in with the governor, who is our sponsor.
All right. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. My thanks to all of you. The great news is that we made it.
There's a happy hour.
Great. No, I still...
Joe, he still looks worried, but I can't sing it, but never mind.
Okay, but I will say...
Taylor Swift on the banjo.
In 10 seconds, I will say that that means in the entire WAMC fund drive, we have $96,678.
And bottles of beer on the wall.
That's right. We'll see you Monday morning, 6 a.m.
Thanks, everyone.
And after this.